Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. A delegation from the Arunachal Pradesh Congress Committee, led by its president, Bosiram Siram, yesterday called on the governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. The delegation shared their apprehension on the security situation in Tirap, Changlang and Longling districts in view of the forthcoming panchayat elections. The governor appreciated their concerns and assured that all necessary measures are being taken to ensure enhanced security during the grassroots level elections. He emphasized that the panchayat elections must be conducted in a peaceful, free and fair manner, reflecting the true spirit of democracy. In West Kameng District, in a multiple project initiatives, Chief Minister Pema Khandu today laid foundations for several key infrastructure projects aimed at enhancing connectivity, strengthening public facilities and improving community well-being across West Kameng District. He also inaugurated the newly constructed police stations of Bhalukpong and Singchung and the new academic block at Government Higher Secondary School built under the RIDF project of RWD and also participated in the Bhumi Pujan of the proposed Grong Buddha Park at Singchung. The CM also launched Chu Mantar, an engagement initiative by Arunachal Pradesh Police that teaches children about safe touch, empathy and self-confidence through play. The 4th Northeast Masters Table Tennis Championship, organized by the Arunachal Pradesh Masters Table Tennis Association under the aegis of Northeast Masters Table Tennis Forum, concluded successfully yesterday at Pasighat. The three-day championship marked a historic milestone as it was organized for the first time in the Northeast state of Arunachal Pradesh. More than 160 masters and veteran table tennis players from all 8 northeastern states participated. Arunachal Pradesh team comprised of 25 players from different districts. A consultative meeting was organized yesterday at Komkar village in Upper Siang district, chaired by Deputy Commissioner Talo Jerang, to deliberate on the benefits and implications of the proposed Siang Upper multipurpose project. Highlighting the importance of the project, the DC underlined the project's potential to bring improved infrastructure, employment generation, and long-term socio-economic development to the region. He also emphasized the administration's commitment to ensuring that local voices are heard. The meeting witnessed active participation from the Komkar Society and key district officials. A technical question and answer session followed, enabling participants to seek clarifications on various project-related aspects. Arunachal Pradesh has been recognized as the top-performing northeastern state under the PM Kusum initiative by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, Government of India, during the regional workshop on renewable energy held in Guwahati yesterday. Sharing the news in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister John Amin said this reflects the collective commitment to sustainability and renewable energy advancement across the state. The State Foundation Day of 8 states and 7 union territories was celebrated with great enthusiasm at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. The governor highlighted the unique strengths of each state and UT while noting their shared bonds with Arunachal Pradesh. The governor appreciated the contribution of people from these regions toward Arunachal Pradesh's development. Members of the ITBP, Northeastern Institute of Science and Technology, Rajiv Gandhi University, business community and government departments attended the celebration. The students of Government Primary School B Sector, Itanagar, attended as special guest of the governor, an initiative of the governor to encourage government school students to inculcate the cultural essence of other states. Nahalagan police apprehended 2 habitual offenders wanted in multiple theft cases registered under various police stations within the Itanagar Capital Region. On 29 October, based on technical and physical surveillance and intelligence, Constable Sanu Raj T. of Nahalagan Police Station located and identified and single-handedly apprehended the accused. Following interrogation, a police team led by Inspector Krishanendu Dev, OCPS Nahalagun, conducted a search operation and recovered multiple stolen items linked to several robbery and theft cases, and another accomplice was apprehended. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast a yellow alert for 19 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.